Houston 15. If you want to orient yourself on a TV there, Bob, we just came over a Macrobius A, and the small crater that you just saw, we just went by is Roemer J. We're coming up on Roemer K here in a moment, which means that very shortly we'll be coming up over the Rima Littoral.
Roger, we've got our little charts out here.
Okay. Okay, that looks like Roemer J we're just coming up on now. In fact, we'll fan down into it.
Beautiful shot.
Okay, Bob, you can see we're up over one of the littoral rills now. You can see the rill cutting diagonally there from about 6 o'clock to 2 o'clock across the picture. And you can see some of the wrinkle ridges. In fact, there's a beautiful wrinkle ridge right below us right now.
Roger, I believe you. I see it.
I'll pan up along the wrinkle ridge here so you can see. And they're a very, very distinctive thing. Now we're out over Mare Serenitatis. You can see some of the littoral rills in the background there, some of the graben-type rills, and some of the wrinkle ridges down on the far, or on the close corner here. Now we should be coming up on the inner ridge system here in a moment, and we'll try and pan down along the inner ridge. Okay, that looks like the inner ridge system there, and if your picture's like mine, you should be picking it up pretty well. At places look like they could be nothing more than a flow that stopped there, a flow front. In other places, they look like it's buckled material underneath, folded to give it some elevation.
Roger. That was a good one, Al. And if someone who's not just looking out the window will give us two and accept, we'll send you up, not to, just accept, pardon me, We'll give you state vectors and targets while we're taking a view.
You got it.
Apollo 15's present altitude now 7.5 nautical miles above the lunar surface.
And you can see the beginnings of the Apennine front showing up on the far side of Serenitas.
Roger, we see that.
And off on the left there, that's the Haymus Mountains around south of the Apennines. How when you're coming up at low altitude on these mountains, how striking they are in the distance. It's really hard to miss them. You can see them a long ways away.
I hope you can miss them.
Guess that's up to you guys.
All right, and speaking of that, the burn attitude is going to be 104 degrees, so you might keep that in mind when you get done here. You're getting kind of close to it now, or beginning to get close to it.
Okay. Fissure just below us here, Bob. It looks like there might be a little flow coming out of it, but it's almost an arrowhead shaped affair, and it certainly doesn't have any features like any impact. It's very sharp and distinct, and makes a very distinct arrowhead. And here we come up on the ridges on the west side of Serenitatis, just at the foothills of the Hadley Apennines, and you can see there is some relief as we look back to the south there. There is some very distinct relief in the shore of Serenitatis with some wrinkle ridges that follow the contour and some what look like fairly distinct arcuate rills that also follow the contour. And I think when we get up very close here, you can see in the field of view there right now is a lineament that looks like it might be some sort of a collapsed lava tube, and you can also see down in here, the Mare material looks like it's pooling in the foothills of the mountains, and in some places you can even see what appears to be a frozen shoreline, so to speak.
Beautiful, beautiful. We can take black now, too.
Okay. Okay, Bob, I'm going to take the TV out of this window and get it located in window 3 so we can all have a good look at the landing site.
Okay.
About that, we're just a little bit late, but you can see the edge of the rill there as we go beyond it, and you can see the blocky features inside the rill, and now we're out across the plain on the other side. That was very fast.
That was a quickie.
Okay, the field of view right now, Bob, is beginnings of Bradleyville, and you can see it cutting back off to the southwest there.
Roger, looks kind of like our rill.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?